Welcome to the Daily News Brief for, what is it, Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me. We've got a lot of breaking news today, so let me just jump right into it. First, I've posted a story about how Facebook and Twitter are continuing to completely blacklist all stories, all links and videos from naturalnews.com as well as brighteon.com. And we've been censored for at least 6 months by these platforms. So the recent purge that just happened, that's old news to us. We've been purged. No one can even share our links. It's not just that our accounts have been shut off. People can't even share any of our links. And that's because we tell the truth about vaccines. We tell the truth about Hunter Biden. We tell the truth about GMOs and pesticides and glyphosate. You know, we tell the truth about so-called global warming and all these things. So, of course, we are completely censored by the malicious, treasonous, criminal, big tech cartel. And today, we are calling for President Trump to arrest all the CEOs of the tech giants, seize all of their assets and bank accounts, seize and shut down their domain names, shut them down, put them out of business, dismantle and destroy them, and charge them with criminal treason against the United States of America, as well as RICO Act violations of racketeering and defrauding the United States of America via election rigging and, of course, monopolistic tactics and so on. So Trump has got to get aggressive with these tech giants because they're all working for China. Apple's working for China. Google's working for China. Facebook. Heck, they hire Chinese nationals to build their hate speech engineering algorithms that silence and censor America. And this is all run by Chinese people inside Facebook. Look, this is a war, folks. Big tech is at war with America. They're at war with humanity. And Trump had better realize that we're in a war and he'd better go after them and shut them down or we will not have a nation remaining. All right, another big bombshell story today comes from the National Pulse. They got a hold of some audio that is a confession of Hunter Biden. In essence, a confession. It's him talking about meeting with a spy chief from China and how his dad, Joe Biden, continues to push phone calls to another family member instead of himself. And he's mad about that. And he's talking about all these international deals and different people's names involved in lawsuits and so on. It's all on tape. You can hear the audio. We've republished it with credit to the National Pulse. We've republished it at naturalnews.com. And the audio recording is now on brighteon.com for safekeeping there as well. It's a major bombshell story. Shows that the mainstream media and big tech, they are covering up a criminal cartel, a crime family. The Biden crime family is engaged in international treason and bribery, kickbacks, and blackmail, and just defrauding the United States of America. And the entire left-wing media refuses to cover it because they say, falsely, they say it's made up by Russians. No, it isn't. It's Hunter Biden in his own videos, his own horrifying pictures that I've seen way too many of. I don't want to. People, stop texting me. No, I'm saying this as a directive. People, stop texting me Hunter Biden's sex pictures. Okay, I don't want to see any more naked Hunter Biden. Thank you. With two or three girls on his various body parts. I don't want to see that stuff. Stop sending it to me, please. It's out of control. I can't delete that crap. Like I open up the text. Like, no, not another Hunter Biden. I'm not even going to say it. Let's move on to more news. Oh, by the way, a quick update. You know how I'm producing the survival nutrition audiobook, and you may be wondering where that is. It's coming. Problem is, a lot of our team members are having, you know, issues with infrastructure and so on. The bandwidth isn't working. Power's been out, you know, in Northern California and places like that. Some people are sick because we got a lot of contractors. Some people are not well, and they're getting sick from, I don't know, whatever's floating around out there. Not coronavirus, but just flu type sickness and so on. We have had so many disruptions. It's crazy, but it's still coming out. It's going to be free. It's almost done. Almost done. The PDF, the audio files, it'll all be at survivalnutrition.com. You'll be able to download it there for free. So it's coming. I'm sorry it's late, but right now in our world, nothing seems to work. It's crazy. The whole infrastructure is really beginning to crater. Okay, also today on naturalnews.com, major lawsuits are coming for political tyrants who use the coronavirus to steal freedom and destroy lives. In other words, a lot of these mayors, you know, and governors like Whitmer in Michigan, they're going to be sued. It's already begun. Sued by the businesses, sued by the landlords, sued by the hotel owners, you know, on and on, the restaurant owners. Major lawsuits are being filed because these governors and mayors, in some cases, they destroyed people's lives. They destroyed their life savings based on, I don't know, some weird Orwellian sicko like tyranny dream or something. Some of these politicians and bureaucrats, they just love to rule over people. They love to destroy people's lives. They think it's funny. Well, they're fine. Oh, they're getting taxpayer money. Their private gyms are open. Their private restaurants are open. Hey, Nancy Pelosi can go get her hair done at a salon. But other people are cited or even arrested in some cases, hauled into court for trying to run a business. It's insane. All right, next story. Obama is praising now left-wing terrorism and violence and arson. He says it's the new normal in America, and he thinks it's awesome. So there you go, Barack Obama, terrorist, sleeper cell, who hates America, tried to destroy it during his 8 years in office. Now he's praising those who are continuing his effort to destroy this country. Thinks it's awesome. New normal, just to have, you know, violence erupting everywhere. Oh, speaking of violence, of course there was violence in Philadelphia last night. You may have seen some of the videos of this. So two white cops ended up, after reluctantly trying to move away and ordering this black guy to drop the knife, the black guy charged them, and the cop shot him. I mean, what do you expect? You charge a cop with a knife, you should probably expect to be shot. But apparently, all the people in this inner city area of Philadelphia, mostly low-income black folks is what it looks like, they got outraged, they got pissed off. Oh my God, another white cop shot a black man. And so they set fire to everything, burned everything down, destroyed police cars, injured 30 cops last night. One of them was run over with a pickup truck. A female cop broke her leg. This truck just slammed right into her, ran her over. And I don't know what it is about these black Americans in the inner cities, the low-income cities. You can't charge cops with knives and expect that you're not going to get shot. I mean, it's insane. What's a cop supposed to do? Allow himself to be stabbed out of some sense of, you know, white guilt or something? No, if you're a cop, you got to defend yourself. Maybe the problem is with the criminals who keep trying to attack cops. You know, like the other day, another black criminal pulled a gun on a cop and the cop shot him. All on camera. Oh, riots after that too. Really, is every inner city in America going to riot every time some black criminal thug wielding a weapon gets shot by a cop? Are they going to riot every time? Apparently the answer is yes. Well, that's insane. At some point we're going to have to crack down on that because, you know, unless you want to get rid of all police and just eliminate them all, which is what the left wants to do. And then you'll just have, well, criminal gangs running every city. Maybe that's what the left wants. We'll see. But my goodness, folks, if you don't want to get shot by cops, stop assaulting them. This is not complicated. Just, you know, chill out, calm down, and they won't shoot you. Okay, Facebook and Google are spending $700 million now to buy off the press. So they're doing all these financial kickbacks to media organizations to try to control what they say. They're all in with the radical left and globalism and demonism and LGBT and all that. So it's all insane. All right. Twitter has activated an internet kill switch now on all topics related to the election. So they're going to block anything from going viral if it's related to the election. They've just announced that you can't really share anything because, look, they know Trump's going to win. Trump is blowing away Biden in all the polls now. Well, I mean, all the legitimate polls. And big tech is going to censor the announcement that Trump has won. I think he's going to win it on election night. I think he'll have 270 electoral college votes either that night or the next day. I don't think it's going to take weeks, frankly. I think it's going to be done. I mean, unless the media just lies about it, which they probably will, but they can't cover up the truth forever. All right, the FCC says it's going to release new clarifications on Section 230 that tells big tech you can't selectively censor conservative voices and then claim that you're a neutral platform and not a publisher. So they're going to rework that or reinterpret it. And this is a big deal. It might help us get some of our free speech back. I guess we'll see. The New York Post has uncovered new Hunter Biden emails indicating deals with military-linked Chinese executive. And this story, which is up on Natural News, is also consistent with the new audio that just came out of the National Pulse. Totally consistent. So now we see. Okay, we've got another story about a tyranny in Texas as a police show up at a resident's doorstep in El Paso telling him he's got to be quarantined. Reportedly because somebody around him tested positive or he tested positive. I mean, the tests are all bogus anyway. This is one more reason to not get tested because the tests are fake, you know, full of fake results. But if you test positive, cops can come to your door and basically quarantine you at gunpoint, even in Texas. Forget that. Good luck. Good luck, Texas authorities. You come to my door, tell me you're going to have to drag me to some quarantine camp. No. Mm-mm. That conversation is not going to go very well for you. But I'm not going to get tested anyway, because I'm not stupid. I mean, don't get tested if you don't want to get dragged into a quarantine camp. Don't get vaccinated unless you want to get killed by the vaccine. I mean, how hard is this, folks? This is not difficult, right? Don't take the toxic vaccine. Don't take the fake test. Don't sign up for contact tracing. Don't scan these online electronic menu quick codes at restaurants now, because that's a contact tracing system, folks. It's registering you as being in that restaurant at that time, and they can use that to come after you if somebody else tests positive in the same restaurant. Don't you know that? The QR codes, you're scanning those in restaurants. It's a tracking system. It's tracking you. All right, by the way, there's some breaking news. I intend to cover this as well. The state of Texas, under Governor Abbott, check this out. This is in the San Antonio Express News. The state of Texas is sending troops, 1,000 troops, to 5 cities to handle post-election chaos. All right, so that's San Antonio, Austin, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston. Those are the cities. 1,000 troops. Quote, in support of civil disturbance operations. We're going to guard buildings. Okay. So now we know what's coming. But it's going to be necessary, trust me, because there's going to be post-election chaos. I'm not against this. I'm just saying get ready, because we're going to be living under a form of military martial law real soon after the election. And you'll be supporting it, probably. Because the left is going to go insane with their violence, their arson, their treason, their attacks on cops, just burning down everything, mass murdering, slaughtering people in the streets. And don't forget, as I've mentioned in other podcasts, leftists, they also have Chinese-supplied weapons, RPGs, 60-millimeter mortars, and a full auto battle weapons, such as AK-47s and AR-15s that have been upgraded to full auto status with illegal drop-in parts from China. All right, all that's coming. And I was just talking to one of my military intelligence sources the other day, and I was telling him about the 60-millimeter mortars, and I asked him, how much damage can a three-man mortar team do, you know, in a chaos scenario? Just a three-man team with a bunch of mortar shells and a 60-millimeter mortar setup, what can they do? He said, total chaos. They can destroy power substations. They can destroy railroads, bridges, police stations. They can just mortar the crap out of police stations. They can destroy hospitals. They can destroy or render inoperable communication systems, you know, building rooftops that have comms towers on them for 911, you know, 911 emergency services response and so on. They can render everything. They can mortar fire stations so that fire stations can't respond to the fires that are burning in the cities. So just a one little team of mortar people can run around the city with a van, launch and move, you know, as they say, shoot and maneuver. They can cause total chaos, and that's probably what's coming, so don't be surprised. They'll probably start taking out like natural gas power generation substations, things like that. It's going to be ugly. some zones of America are going to be in the dark, literally, shortly after the election. So this is what's coming. I want to urge you to vote for Trump. Get out and vote. Just get it done. And be prepared. Have everything ready. Be prepared. And we'll do our best to stay online and keep bringing you this information as best we can. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And be sure to follow me on brighteon.social if you're not there already. We have a team working on that, continuing to add features and improve the stability and scalability of that platform. So if you checked it out earlier, you might want to come back and check it out again because it keeps getting better. Brighteon.social. Thank you for listening.